B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everyone.
What's today?
It's only Tuesday.
Quit complaining.
What are you listening to?
A Tuesday morning show.
It's some guy from the radio station.
This show is a disaster.
Weird, wonderful people.
You can't stop listening to it.
And don't forget.
Don't forget, today is National Cat Day.
How do you celebrate?
How did you celebrate?
Lick each other like cats all day.
Ew.
I think I'll pass.
I think I'll pass.
Let's just get it over with.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I can't believe the change in weather since we last did our show. I mean, yesterday it was 90, 91, a little humid. Now, what is it, 52, you said? Gee whiz.
Yeah, I mean, both are pleasant.
Yeah?
One's a little muggier.
One has catered breakfast.
Yes, one does have catered breakfast. Yeah, we're missing that.
Yeah, but we just did it for one day. We're back from a great stay at Universal Studios. In Orlando, did the live broadcast from there yesterday. That was fun.
So fun. Real quick, fun? But like got lots in. We test drove a lot of rides.
We did a lot of rides. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of restaurants in a short period of time. It was great. It was a great trip, and we're back. And it's raining in 52 today.
Don't you want to get away?
Good to be back.
A blur? My wife was walking so slowly to the airport from, when they dropped us off in Orlando. She knew, and she's right. She said, enjoy it. You're not going to see 90. Oh. Again, till next June or July.
Maybe, yeah.
Isn't that sad?
That is a little sad.
Yeah, but it's not sad for you because we're going to give you a chance.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, but wait. You
can
go.
We did this for a reason. So we gave away our first vacation of the day giveaway to a lady in Braintree.
Yes. Right?
So she won. It's trips for two. We're going to do it all week and next week.
We're giving away 10 trips, right?
A lot.
That's amazing.
Two. Yeah, and you'll have 4 days, 3 nights. We had such a great time.
And it's the perfect amount of time at Universal.
Yes.
You get everything in. The weather is fantastic. You have time to ride all the rides. You get to experience all the resorts.
And the food.
It's perfect.
Right? You'll do everything.
And the food.
Yeah.
And the cocktails.
All that. See?
I suggest a Sazerac at this rum place.
Sazerac?
Yeah, they made it with rum.
Oh.
It's like a New Orleans drink.
Ah. I don't even know what's in that.
It'll put hair on your chest.
Yeah, well, I don't need any more of that. Nope, we're good.
Neither does LBF.
All right. I didn't see your poolside. Oh, you did? Okay. All right, good. Okay.
Yeah, so,
yeah, on
sick.
That note. So, later.
Whatever, werewolf.
I thought that was just a costume. I had no idea. Okay. All right, your chance to win a trip. Coming up, we will give you the cue to call, and let's just look ahead. We're going to do a little cheat in the 8 o'clock hour. Your chance to win a trip or two to beautiful Universal Orlando Resort in Florida.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Sun and Ski Sports. It is the 26th annual Share Your Warmth Clothing Drive at Sun and Ski Sports, benefiting local charities. Enter to win a Patagonia Better sweater with any donation and 20% back in Sun and Ski cash on all purchases. Sun and Ski Sports, Pembroke and Woburn locations. LBF, what are you going to tell us?
Okay, well, if you need to burn through some binging, Netflix has the answer. It's brilliant.
You seem excited about that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. More TV, less time.
That's right.
All right. Why you don't want to miss the beginning of the Bruins game tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I'll tell you about a guy who was on his way to his last chemo treatment, and he bought himself something.
Okay. Oh, well, good. Okay.
With a happy ending.
Okay.
You'll like it.
Brian? Okay. All right. All right. Here you go. Tonight is Bruins Hockey Fights Cancer Night. And dropping the puck tonight is 3-year-old Quinn Waters. You know, the kid down in Weymouth, the mighty Quinn. You see him all the time. He's got everybody coming by his window.
What'd they call it?
The Quindo.
The Quindo.
That's right.
It's
and
cute.
Entertaining because he couldn't leave the house. He was having autoimmune stuff. They found the latest MRI, no new disease in his brain. He's going to be out dropping the puck tonight.
Oh, great.
He's buddies with Weymouth native, Charlie Coyle. He's on the Bruins.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it's just a great story. So keep an eye out for the Mighty Quinn tonight, just before the Bruins game. San Jose Sharks tonight, just before 7. So.
Love that story.
Yeah, this is a really good one.
All right, LBF.
Okay, so if you need to binge watch Netflix or what, you're going to be psyched because Netflix is testing a new feature that allows users to change playback settings so they can watch scenes in slow-mo, which for the 15-year-old boys are going to be great, okay. Or make them faster. And
yeah, that's
true. So you know how, like, when you listen to a podcast and you're like, and you listen to it like 1.5 times,
yeah,
so it just goes a little bit faster.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can, like, fast forward through scenes that get slow.
Okay.
But not every director, of course, they're geniuses, are happy about that. Actually, Judd Apatow, who I really love, 4-year-old virgin. 40-year-old.
Okay, good.
Yes, 40-year-old virgin.
Okay.
Said, Netflix, no, don't make me have to call every director and show creator on Earth to fight you on this. Save me the time. I will win, but it'll take a ton of time. Don't blank with our timing. We give you nice things. And I guess...
you know.
Well, but that's okay. You'll be able to watch The Irishman in 1.5 hours.
Exactly. That's the thing. A lot of directors are so like full of themselves that they just make these long movies where you're like, can we get on with it, people?
There are parts you would speed up.
And there are parts you'd slow down.
Yeah, right. If you're 15.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyway, it's coming.
And finally, this is good news. A guy, I think Dave will like this because he works for the lottery, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A guy in North Carolina. Has been fighting colon cancer, and he was recently heading to his last round of chemo, so he was in a pretty good mood that day. He said he would try his luck. He bought a $1 lottery ticket at a gas station.
Yeah.
By the way, just get him at gas stations. That's where you seem to do best. And I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's right. I've had most of my luck there.
Okay.
Anyway, he won $5. So then he, Brian, so then he bought 2 more tickets, and one of them ended up hitting for $200,000.
Nice.
That that's
on his
great.
Way to chemo. After taxes, $141,000. And he says, hey, I've got good insurance, but you still end up with some hefty medical bills. And then I'll help pay those all off and maybe have a little extra for a vacay.
I hope he has a little extra for a big vacay.
Yeah. He doesn't want to spread the word too much how much he has left over.
Yeah, don't let your insurance company find out.
That's true.
Exactly.
Smart.
That's a good story. And we found out that Bob gets lucky at gas stations.
That's what I'm saying. That's where it goes.
Good. All right.
Gas station. Good.
I'm glad you said it.
Yep.
I'll never have gas station sushi, I'll tell you that. You're not going to get lucky there. All right, 6:23, coming up just after 8 o'clock.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What is going on? The world is upside down. Now they're saying, is Pluto a planet or not?
I think it's back in the fold.
We don't know what's going on with that.
It's a minor planet.
They're messing with our math. I don't know. Leave stuff alone. But now they're coming after the alphabet.
Yes, they are. So this guy found a new version of how to sing the ABCs. It was back in 2012 that this was recorded, but... This guy found it on the Twitter, and he posted it, and the world has gone mad because it's messing up all the rhythms on the earth, and a beast will be unleashed from hell.
Okay, check this out.
Yeah.
See
if you notice any difference.
Just a little bit,
this
right?
This is the alphabet song.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
What?
O, P, Q, R, S, T, U.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
V, W, X, Y, Z.
No.
Man.
It's so messed up. Like, I actually am like, what are you even saying?
I know.
Like, I can't even picture the alphabet anymore.
Why'd they do that? Because
I don't know.
Because it's
L-M-N-O.
L-M-N-O-P. Now he wants
N was getting the short shrift
on the alphabet
song. So
there's now a pause between the, right? There's a pause between the M and the O.
L-M-N-O-P.
So now he wants to L.
The bedrock of all of our language.
I know.
You know what? You're so close. Nope. L-M-N-O-P. Nope.
L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
L-M-N-O-P.
So anyway, that's just messing with the world's circadian rhythm.
This isn't going anywhere, is it?
Well, I don't think. Maybe. I mean,
hopefully there's not.
We thought that about new math.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I want a teacher to call us.
A preschool teacher.
Preschool teacher. Is this what you're doing? Now, because if you are, you're probably forced down their throats.
Yeah. They tried it with Celsius back in the day, and it didn't take. That, so
no,
hopefully this will be
or
like
metric.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and I just wanted to remind people, too, to make sure you have our number to win the Universal trip today.
Yes.
It's 61-793
No, it's not.
11057
Oh, my God.
You totally screwed that up.
All right.
That is bad phone number rhythm. Let me give it to you straight, people. It's 617-931-1057
That's what I said.
No, you
61
didn't.
61-793-11057
See, that's so funny because there's no way you can memorize that number.
Oh, there has to be a rhythm.
Made it hard. So hard, Brian. If there's a teacher who, like you said, teaching preschool or nursery, are you telling us that that is the new alphabet song? Because as the kids say, I'll be shook. I will be shook. All right? Let's see if there's a teacher. Right
That's
there.
About as uncomfortable as that song.
Me
when
saying
you say,
that?
I'll be shook.
Hey, come on. I am. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Jill. I'm a preschool teacher.
Okay, Jill. Tell us that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, good.
You can't change the alphabet song.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I think it's fine. Don't the kids just figure out L-M-N-O-P is not a word?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to an age where all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah.
They're not going to change it.
Yeah, but some people still say Valentine's Day, so I don't know.
Hey, give your school a shout-out. What school? Give them a shout-out.
New and South Preschool.
Yay. Well, have a great day. He's on our way to work already.
Oh, God. Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, bye, Jill. All right, Ashley, one more call. What do you say, Ashley?
Well, I thought it sounded oddly familiar to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. It really did almost put me to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Have we tried to play that alongside?
Wow, I've tried that.
All right, I'll get
on. Maybe that's a good idea. I mean, unless you are teaching an alphabet and kids fall asleep. Although,
are you a teacher, Ashley?
I'm not, but I just got in my car, and it really did not wake me up very well.
Okay.
No, it did. It's terrible.
We'll play the raucous version of the alphabet song coming up next.
N-O-P stands for nope around here. Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah. One of my friends just texted me, you know, if you sang that song backwards that way, you would not pass the sobriety test. Yeah,
like, but you hear Paul is dead.
You're drunk.
It's 646, Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Subway.
The contender for the most inappropriate news of the day, coming up after we discuss the new lyrics for Baby It's Cold Outside, written by John Legend and performed by John Legend and Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
Now, as you recall, last year there was a lot of brouhaha over the song Baby It's Cold Outside, which is a Frank Lesser number from the 1950s, which actually won an Oscar for Best Song in 1950. It was in a movie called I can't remember.
And it's been fine for 60 years. But
it's been fine. Although, I mean, I've listened to that song, too, and I'm always like, that seems aggressive. But, I mean, you know, it's just...
It's very tongue-in-cheek, the way it's sung.
It's very, like, double entendre.
Yeah.
It's a jokey song. Mm-hmm. But people were not laughing. And so they thought that some of the lyrics were like, say, what's in this drink? No cabs to be had out there. Sounds a little like a roofie.
Oh.
So, and people don't like to sing about roofies, I guess.
No, not anymore.
not anymore. Dang. What happened to the good old days?
Exactly.
So anyway, John Legend, they updated it. And so it says, what will my friends...
Okay, go ahead.
So, they don't have it out yet, which I'll just read them to you because I'm not going to sing to you. What will my friends think? I think they should rejoice. If I have one more drink, it's your body and your choice.
No,
God, that is just
That's a Christmas song?
That's like a...
It's your body.
That's a chant. I love chanting that. That is my favorite chant on the steps of something.
That's one of my favorite songs in Elf.
What? That's right. Baby, it's cold outside.
In the bathroom.
The other one is
in the shower.
They're going to sing that.
I really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside. I've got to go away. I can call you a ride.
Oh, my God.
My mother will start to worry. I'll call a car and tell him to hurry.
Oh, boy.
You know what?
Let's
really
just leave it alone.
That was a fun sponge. Suck the fun all out of that song.
That was a fun sponge.
I mean, I get it, but I think, again, when you know the history of the song and you really, like, take a deeper dive, it is very tongue-in-cheek, and I don't enjoy those lyrics as much. But I do love John Legend and Kelly Clarkson and their new album's
coming out. You know
what
you can always do? Turn off the radio if you don't want to hear it.
But not this radio.
Well, we're not playing that, but somebody else will probably will.
Right, turn that station off.
Turn it off.
They're terrible.
Yeah. Hear that song. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Now I'm with you.
So from inappropriate songs to inappropriate stories, I guess, the news. These are my contenders.
Okay.
One, two women flashed during Game 5 of the World Series are banned from Major League Baseball for life. Their names are actually three women.
Mm-hmm. Huh. What are their names?
I just got the twos messed up. Julia Rose, Lauren Summer, and Kayla Lauren. They're Instagram models. They flashed during Game 5, the pitcher, and it was caught on television. And now they are banned from all the Major League Baseball stadiums facilities indefinitely.
I contend that that was probably the only baseball game they've ever been to. And how stupid of baseball. If people were flashing every game, people might actually watch baseball.
Especially that World Series.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people get so freaked out about...
What's their mission? Did they have... What's
their
cause?
It was about breast cancer awareness, but okay. I think it was to go viral. Let's be honest, they're Instagram models.
Yeah. They don't even sound like real
shag
names.
Meg.
Excuse me?
They work for an adult website.
Oh, okay.
Now you've mentioned it. Way to go.
Sorry.
Shag Meg. Well,
don't say it twice. All right, second. Second for the inappropriate.
Yeah, top that.
Christy Brinkley's ex-husband, Peter Cook, is engaged. He's 60. She's 21. She's a college student.
I have a 21-year-old.
He has a 21-year-old.
What?
Sailor Brinkley Cook is 21 years old.
Okay.
And his son, Jack, is 24.
Okay, can we make a rule?
I think he wins.
You can't date anybody that's younger than your daughter.
I don't think a lot of guys would like that rule.
I'm telling you.
There's something.
If that guy came to mind, hi, Bob.
Right.
What would you do
if a 60-year-old man decided that he was in love and your daughter, who's 21, decided she was in love with a 60-year-old man and he came to the house and he's like, we're getting married.
I'm only going to say this. I would do time. How about if we just leave it at that?
Let the judge decide. What if he gave her a 6-carat diamond ring and he was super, super rich?
I take the ring, then I do time.
Oh, man.
It's a really big age difference.
Weird.
Like when Monica was dating Tom Selleck.
That was weird.
Another Friend's reference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was Tom Selleck, and you're like, well, that's the difference.
See?
Still, he wasn't 60.
Well, the dude's creepy, though. That's what it
anyway,
is.
Anyway, so I don't know. You think that's the winner of the inappropriate news?
I think that's got me.
Okay.
I'm fine with the baseball girls.
Yeah.
No, that was Brian, any problems with the baseball
girls? None at all.
People freak out over women's bodies. Yeah.
I know.
All right. So we're, anyway, we'll let you decide. You know, I could get in shape if I did time. You know what I'm
saying? Yes, you could.
I do that prison
the
diet.
Bob Bronson diet plan.
I could be in shape.
Speaking of terrible people,
these two. No, you know what? They belong.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I love True Confession Tuesday. Go ahead, get it off your chest. This is fun. As long as no one got arrested. Okay, so here's
even
how.
Then.
Today, even then. Even then. As long as you've already done the time.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so this made us think of office theft.
Okay.
This guy in Florida who works at a major theme park, not Universal.
Okay.
Universal is way too smart to let this happen. An NBA player, Robin Lopez, he now plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, was a big fan of this theme park, and he loved having all kinds of merch from them. So he was on eBay just buying up all kinds of stuff that he was just amazed was available for sale. You know, costumes, props. He bought over $7,000 worth of stuff. And he asked the guy, hey, this isn't hot, is it? Because you seem to be getting stuff no one else can get. And he seems to, you know, have it whenever and whatever.
If you have to ask that question,
it's
a red flag.
It's hot, right? Okay. Anyway, it was hot. So the guy has been arrested for pilfering all this incredible stuff. So it made us think, well, did you ever...
Because the guy worked there, right?
He worked there.
Yes, yeah, so
he was an office employee at the theme park. That we don't want to mention.
Yeah.
But so thousands of materials. So it's grand theft larceny
for this
gentleman and his co-conspirator. So we thought, was there anything that you've ever taken from the office that you'd like to make a true confession about? For us, it's probably paper products when the kids were printing.
Yeah,
you know,
reams
homework,
of paper, homework.
Because the kids don't care. If they had to print 38 pages, they'd print those like, that's it. Dab, we're out of ink. We're out of paper.
I know.
How about you?
I took like, oh, you know what? Actually, I think I took post-it notes because my daughter needed them for like the first day of school. Mm. And I was like, I'm not going to get to Staples today. And
that's
it was
the
like,
most
right
you've
there.
Taken from
I really,
an
like,
post-it
yeah.
notes.
Like I took a giant box. No, oh, yeah.
All of them.
No, I took post-it All right. notes.
All right, Brian, how about you?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Bob, because I've been working pretty much in the same company, so I don't think I've ever stolen anything.
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't make any confessions.
No, I don't think
no.
Working,
no, no.
Working
I'm sure an occasional
very, very
CD
time.
Would, you know,
there were
find
the days when you
home.
Had a lot of CDs, but they were around and they were free.
They were
so
free.
That wasn't really right. stealing.
That's not stealing. No, you were.
Mostly just stealing other stations' food when it
That's
arrived.
That's what it was.
Right? Yeah, I didn't steal my colleagues'
hey,
food.
Zolak
right in front of them.
That.
That's okay.
Zolak
yeah.
does that, so I don't feel
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right, so the best or the biggest true confession that, like we say, even if you've already done time and you want to share with us. 617.
We won't tell your name.
We won't tell your name. You can go to the cone of silence or whatever. 617-931-1057. Your biggest heist, or if somebody, maybe you knew somebody, boosted something from
yeah. You know, in retrospect, yeah. I think the amount of chips I ate at El Torito on break could be classified as grand theft.
Was it stealing? Was it stealing? Wow.
Kind of.
Well,
come
on.
Somebody out there has a copier in their living room.
right? I used to work with a DJ who got fired for taking stuff.
Oh, my God.
He
what
would
did take, he take?
He would take records back at the time. Turntables, speakers. He had his own DJ company.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, that the station, I guess,
wow.
built his equipment for.
Wow.
So they found him actually with cameras and walking out the door.
That's embarrassing.
All right. Yeah, it was for him, and he lost his job. All right. True Confession Tuesday. What's the biggest thing you've ever stolen from work? Well, if you want to confess it, we have an awesome T-shirt we'll give you. 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this week it is, you know, maybe you were a co-worker, in quotations, you know. Maybe stole something from the office that you'd like to get off your chest now. So, Mac, your story goes back about 20 years. Let's hear your true confession.
Yeah, I worked for this machine shop, and we had lost some. We lost the power. And I said, well, no one else is really going to be in for a while, so I figured I'd take the rest of the day off. But what I didn't realize, the clock on the wall was battery-operated. So I set the clock back to the time that the regular time would be, and they busted me on the battery clock.
Oh.
So I went back to my last day, and I took that clock, and I threw that bugger right in the trash can, and I walked away.
You literally were stealing time both times.
Right. Beat the clock.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Mac, good stuff. Thank you, buddy.
Awesome.
20 years ago. He's safe. He's fine. All right, we have some calls. Some might be anonymous. Hi, ROR. What's your true confession?
How about the candle box from the church?
Who stole
Ooh, that's
that?
A double whammy.
Who would do that?
When you were a little kid and your friend taught you how to do that, and you know, you put the money in your pocket.
Oh my God.
The candle box, man.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad.
It's not us you should be confessing.
How many bad things have happened to you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A couple of novenas.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We have an anonymous.
Oh,
All right,
God.
Anonymous. Let's hear your confession.
I sold 10 computers from my office supply house.
You stole 10 computers?
Yeah, 10 computers.
And what'd you do with them?
I handed them out to friends.
Why? What was the motivation? Just like a compulsion to steal, or did you hate your company, or what?
It's Robin Hood.
No, they were closing, and there was a bin of laptops. And
what? Yeah, what are you going to do?
Fingers.
Not going to walk by it. Okay. Ooh, Among Us. That's pretty good.
Jeez. Wow. You know, those post-it notes you stole don't sound so bad now,
right?
Do they, LBF?
Oh,
jeez.
No,
it wasn't here, by the way. You did not steal them here. It was another place of business.
It's true.
Okay, good.
Or
good.
Maybe a different owner, at least.
All right, Pat, you used to work at a Budweiser store or a brewery?
Yeah, I worked at Budweiser over in Medford. We used to go into stores, and like after 120 days, the beer was considered as out of code, so we'd have to take it back. So we were out working, and by the end of the day, we had two full pallets of out of code beer, which when it goes back to the shop, they don't really count it. So I was playing in a band at the time, and I called my friend, and I said, why don't you meet me? We met in the parking lot, and we unloaded one pallet, 49 cases, into a station wagon.
Jeez.
The station wagon was full up to the windows, all into the front seat and everything.
Oh,
brought it back to the rehearsal studio and had beer for like a week.
I think you did.
Okay, you're my hero.
You didn't get sick?
Well, wait a minute, Pat. Is it beer okay after that many days?
I drank beer that was a year old, and it was fine.
Okay.
Did you find it behind the couch?
Yeah.
No, they just quality control. You know, after 120 days, they say it's, you know, remember the born on fresh date.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
So, but, I mean, the beer is actually good. Well, we had no problem with it. We were drinking
Sounds
it
Sounds like you've worked somewhere. You're working somewhere else now, right, Pat?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Pat. Thank you.
That's awesome, Pat.
All right, last true confession. Phil, what was your true confession?
Oh, when I worked over at Gillette, I was the receiver for the kitchen upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And we used to unload these trucks at Christmas time. We used to have all these bags of shrimp come in cases of shrimp. We used to sell them to the employees. $32 bags. And these bags are beautiful bags of shrimp. Well, we have plenty left over. I used to just give them all to everybody else.
Like Robin Hood. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
But you don't want 120-day-old shrimp, though, right, Phil?
What's that?
4 days and you got to throw it out.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's fresh.
He had to do something with it. Williams Tavern, bringing out bags of shrimp, my gym bag, and give them out to all the guys over the Williams Tavern and Southie when it's dirty bills.
Oh my God.
Stealing from the rich to feed Southie shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Phil.
This shrimp kind of tastes like a gym bag.
Yeah, don't worry about it, okay?
Beggars can't be choosers.
All right.
Eat your shrimp.
Sully.
That's amazing. You know, if Phil and Pat got together, that'd be a hell of a
good party.
Sure.
It'd be a band.
Yeah,
I got the shrimp, you got the beer.
Get that guy with the computers, we'll send out an e-vite.
There you go.
All right, that's true confession Tuesday.
LBF, what's coming up in the
morning? What pop star can walk down the stairs doing a handstand?
Can't wait.
I mean, just come on.
Right. Wow.
Is that fun?
Yeah,
that is. The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Yes, they do. This Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's.
Okay, an update on that Getty fire in California. The most inappropriate news of the day, you decide. But first, what pop star can walk down the stairs doing a handstand?
That's impressive.
Mm. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Bell, you had an idea. What did you think
it was? I was thinking Pink. You know, she does
a lot
of
that. You know, that's a really good...
I bet she could.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, man or woman?
A woman.
A woman who can walk down.
Any guesses?
Who is a slender? Gwen Stefani.
Nope.
Okay. I thought you had me there. No.
Britney Spears.
Well, that's really? All in the same circle.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, she's been really hitting the workouts hard, and she posted on her Instagram a video of her gymnastics and yoga-inspired workout session with her boyfriend. It's a sight to behold.
Yes, it is.
She's wearing a bikini, and they do various yoga poses that are demonstrated in the pop star's core strength. She does have a lot of core strength, and she walks up and down the stairs with, like, stone stairs.
That's impressive.
Doing a handstand with her boyfriend holding her legs, but it's...
Okay.
It defies a lot of things. But it's fun to watch.
It sounds fun.
Isn't it, Brian?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
If my wife, Carolyn's listening, I have not seen this
video. No, he has not.
Nor do I care to.
Okay, Bob.
All right. All right. So Brittany's in Vegas. She's safe. The Getty fire is really, really destroying Los Angeles and the area. Brentwood, it's on fire. It's about 200,000 people have evacuated, including, I mean, LeBron James was riding around in his car with his family last night looking for a hotel room. Kristen Davis from Sex and the City, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Real Housewife Brandi Glanville, Bruce Willis, Kate Hudson, Kathy Griffin. UCLA students were evacuated at midnight last night. It's just, it's devastating.
No, it's, I have a daughter who's in Redondo Beach, and she actually checked in as safe.
Yeah.
For us, so we could see that.
It's not really contained.
No, it's not.
And a lot of celebrities, Chris Pratt and some other people, are donating to the fire department in L.A.
It's one after another.
That's what happens.
Jeez.
I mean, people deny climate change, but this is getting worse. So, I don't know. We're, I'm really concerned about this.
Okay.
This is my inappropriate news of the day. Well, you choose.
Yeah.
One, two, three women who flashed during Game 5 of the World Series are banned from Major League parks. Julia Rose, Lauren Sommer, and Kayla Lauren flashed the pitcher, and it was on TV, and it was during the seventh inning. Talk about a seventh-inning stretch. And then they have now been banned forever.
But they did it for a cause,
they
right?
said they did it for breast cancer awareness, but okay. they work for a porn magazine.
Okay, well, this
so
is
so you decide.
You know what? Those don't sound like real names to me.
Right.
Either. Summer.
Right.
Yeah.
Lauren Summer is her last name. Julia Rose, Kayla Lauren. Lots of Laurens.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Trust
yeah.
me, this Lauren. No thanks.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty inappropriate behavior, but
yes.
The other inappropriate thing, and I think this might take the cake, Christie Brinkley's ex, Peter Cook, guy lives in the Hamptons, he's 60 years old, he found love again.
Yeah.
Oh, good
he's
for him.
Engaged to Alba Janku.
What?
She is 21 years old, and 21. She's a college student.
One.
Yes, he found his soulmate.
60, right?
We look forward to many years of wedded bliss.
How did they even cross paths?
Have you met Peter?
I know.
No, you haven't met Peter.
Well, no. You know, they might have crossed paths because Cook's daughter and Christie Brinkley's daughter is also 21.
She's Sailor, right? That's
Sailor Brinkley
Cook. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, yes. So she has to deal with that. I mean, that, again, I always say this. I'm like, that's not a wife. That's a nurse. That is a nurse. You are just basically marrying your caregiver.
I hate to say this, but I'm at the risk of, yeah.
Well, this should be good.
No,
yeah,
no.
If you hate to hate, yeah. usually when you
bad.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be bad, but no, those sound like the classic daddy issues. If you're dating a 60-year-old or money issues, one or the other, which one?
I think
one?
It's got to be, you know what, in my opinion, I think it's got to be a combination of both.
Of daddy and money issues.
I guess.
Should it be illegal?
Should it be illegal?
It should be like there maybe society.
No, but I think we should frown upon it more often.
We should frown upon it.
I think that we should judge. He should not be invited to any dinner parties.
No.
That's all I'm saying. I'd be like, Peter, you can come by yourself, but you're not bringing the baby.
That's okay. That's all right. You're not serving chicken nuggets anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Does she need a high chair? What about a booster seat?
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, that's exactly how you do
no
it.
No problem judging.
Yeah.
I know. I am the worst. Right? Well, I always say, if you have nothing nice to say, come sit next to me.
No, I'm with you on that. 60 and 20. I'm just telling you, people would, I think, are on the same page with us.
I mean, I joke about like the sort of 60-40 or whatever, like 40-20. But
may
like,
I say, correct us if we're wrong. If you think that's cool, give us a call.
Okay.
I'd like to hear your point of view.
Defend the...
We might get a call
from a 60-year-old
guy. From a bunch of 60-year-old guys, I think.
Forget it. Scratch that. Don't call us. We're cool. We're cool.
The ROR Morning Show.
Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, all right. On the phone with us this morning is Leah Lambert from Charlton, Mass. And Leah is a I guess you work in the administrative office for the Worcester Public School System, right?
That's correct, yep.
Well, that's great. Are you at work right now?
I am not. I'm actually going in late to volunteer at my daughter's school, do some reading this morning.
Oh, that's nice. We have a very pleasant voice. Very pleasant.
Oh, thank
you. Okay, so you know how it works. You get all 10 of these questions right that LBF asks you. You'll win $1,000, okay?
Okay.
If you anything you're not sure about, just say pass. We'll give you another chance if we have time. Here we go.
October 31st is what holiday?
Halloween.
What state is currently battling wildfires?
California.
What does the B stand for in MBTA?
Pass.
What is the Patriots' home stadium?
Gillette Stadium.
Who wrote Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Oh, pass.
What song does Buddy sing with Jovi in the movie Elf?
Oh, my gosh. Pass. I don't know.
What was the name of Tony and Carmela's daughter on The Sopranos?
Meadow.
True or false, Death Valley is the lowest point in the United States?
True.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of what?
Oh, pass.
Polaris is the scientific name for what?
Oh, my gosh, pass.
What does the B in MBTA stand for?
Boston.
Who wrote Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Judy Loom.
Oh, at the buzzer.
Give her that one. Give her at the buzzer. You got 6 out of 10, Leah. All right, LBF, what did she miss?
Okay, so the B in MBTA stands for Bay, not Boston, Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority.
That's right.
Let's see. What song does Buddy sing with Jovi and Elf? I should say in the shower. I would have qualified that again. Mm-hmm. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Hey, baby, that was on the tip of my tongue.
I know what it's exactly. You know when that happens. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Not bacon?
I know, right?
Yeah, too bad.
And Polaris is the scientific name for the North Star.
Oh, it's not snowmobile?
No, it's not. But you know what? I didn't know that either until I looked it up, and I was like, wow, that's interesting. And now we all know.
You got Judy under the Judy.
You
Bloom,
did at the buzzer. I'm proud of you.
You got 6. It was a buzzer shot. Nice. Good. 6 out of 10, Leah. You are pleasant. We like your style. So there you go. You got 6 out of 10. Not bad. And no one leaves here empty-handed. Speaking of 6, we're going to give you passes to Six Flags New England.
Oh, you're kind of close.
Right?
Yeah, not too far.
You are.
You're halfway there already.
Yeah, you're halfway there. All right. So for more info to purchase tickets at Six Flags, just go to sixflags.com/New England. Leah, did you have fun?
I did. It was so much fun.
That's all that matters.
Have fun reading with your daughter.
See, that's more important.
Thank you. Yes. It's a blast.
Don't read Judy Bloom, though.
Okay. Not that one. No way.
Exactly. It's kindergarten.
Don't get me started on wifey.
Maybe the Hungry Caterpillar. That'd be good.
All right, bye, Leah. Okay. Oh, she's sweet. I like that. No, not Judy Bloom.
That was kind of a chapter forever, but whatever.
Oh, my God. All righty.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more.
Headphone malfunction.
Yeah, no. Really. Ouch.
Behind the scenes.
Boy.
All right. So it's Halloween's what, Thursday?
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Rainy Halloween.
You guys remember Cheech and Chong from back in the day?
Oh, I sure do.
Well, they put an ad out for, I guess, it's a new kind of store.
Weed's legal now, so.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. So
you're welcome.
What's the name of this? Adams?
The Adams Family Dispensary, I think.
Oh, check this out.
Good evening, stoners of the night. We're celebrating Pottoberfest here at the Adams Dispensary.
This Halloween, you have to try one of our weed-infused candies.
Yeah, man.
Bite into our Reefer's Peanut Butter Cup.
Try a Hashies Bar.
Take a break of a Kush Kat Bar.
Light up a Buddha Finger.
Suck on an Extra Jolly Rancher.
Hey, I'd like one of those, man.
Oh, here you go, dude.
Hey, Mr. Owl Man. How many licks does it take to get high off a doobie pop?
A good question. Let's find out. A one, a two, three.
I think the owl's dead, man.
So come trick-or-treat at the Adams Dispensary.
Wow. But don't come dressed up as the cops, though.
We'll keep your jack-o'-lanterns and bongs lit this Halloween.
There's candy and there's bongs. There's even Cheech and Chong at the Adams Dispensary.
Love it.
That's awesome.
That was good.
No owls were harmed in the making of that.
You know, our producer, Cody, wrote that.
That's great.
He's not young enough to know Cheech and Chong. I'm impressed.
He's an old soul.
He is an old soul.
Like, hey, man.
Or he just gets high all the time.
He's an old high soul, Bob.
Cody, is that right, Cody? There we go. Anyway, good job, Cody.
It's the ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.